Time to find out what's doing around the Singleton Council area with General Manager Jason Linnane. How are you this morning, mate?
Yeah, going good, Bear. Going really good yourself?
Very well, thank you. Good to see the bulky waste collection is up and running in Singleton.
Yeah, it is, mate. Yeah, it's great to see. And it's great to see how well our community's engaged with this program. Like anywhere, there's always teething problems and small things that don't go right, but we've noticed that our community's really embraced the program. Our contractors are out and about. They're doing really good. They're well at all. They're ahead of schedule. They started this Monday, and they're doing the urban areas this week and next week, and they'll start jumping into those rural areas next week as well. But, yeah, they're doing some really good things. And we're seeing our community actually adhering to our advice to a large extent in terms of what they can and can't put out.
Yep.
Just a reminder for people that we can't put out mattresses and white goods and tyres and chemicals. They can't be collected as part of this process. But we will be holding a free mattress drop-off because mattresses are a big thing in terms of waste disposal.
Yeah.
You do see them around the place, unfortunately, from time to time, where people just throw them into the bush on the side of the road. But we're having a free drop-off day for mattresses on the 9th of January. And there'll be more information to come about that in the next month or so. And also a reminder to everybody that our e-waste, our paints and our oils can be dropped off at our waste management facility for free any time during opening hours. So I really encourage people to take advantage of those opportunities as well.
Because we've all got half-empty cans of paint in the garage, you know, and chemicals and stuff like that. Otherwise, it just builds up. You've got to do something with it, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. We all do. Think about when you were a kid going to your grandfather's garage, what it used to be like. But, yeah, we've all got that. And that's why we've partnered with the state government to put these programs on, so that we acknowledge that they are a problem waste. And so to make it easy, they are free. They can drop them off any time. And mattresses are like that as well, because they're so big, they're so bulky, and they're so costly when you have to pay for them to go over the weighbridge. That's why we're putting on this free drop-off day.
Now, the great news is it's been raining extensively around both the upper and the lower Hunter, but it's resulted in a few extra people having to get out on the tools and do some work in the gardens, and I believe you're one of them today, mate.
Yes, I am, mate. Back to me roots, back to me gardening days. My local government career started as a Parks and Gardens apprentice back in Dubbo, back in the late 80s. So it's just terrific to be out here with the guys, lending a hand. But it's part of, we have an active program here at Singleton Council. We call it the Walk in Somebody Else's Shoes program. And it's about everybody appreciating what other people do in our organisation and appreciating the challenges they face. So I've been out before with the water and tour guys. I've been out before with the roads guys and the library guys. And today it's back to the Parks and Gardens. And this is a really busy time for our guys. Coming into this growing season, the weather's warming, the soil's warming up, and all that rain we've had, the grass and the weeds are just going berserk.
Yeah, mate, you're going to love being out there smelling that cut grass smell. There's nothing better in the world, I reckon.
You can't beat it, can you?
No.
You can't beat it. This might sound a little bit weird, but I love going to the sale yards as well.
That does sound a little weird, Jason. I'll give you that.
That's my rural upbringing coming back to me.
You can take the boy out of Dubbo, they say.
That's right, mate. Yeah, that's 100% right.
And just finally, water restrictions, even though we have had some rain, are still in place.
Yeah, they're still in place. We're still on level two. We're still not sure yet what impact all that rain's had on Glennys Creek, on our water supply. So we're going to make sure we stick with the conservative approach, the right approach. Council will continue to review dam levels. And when we get to a point where we think that's okay, we might reconsider the levels. But at this point in time, they remain in force. We really encourage our community at all times. We've got to be conservative around how we use water. It's a very precious resource.
Couldn't agree more. Jason Linnane, as always, thanks for your time. We'll catch up in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Bear. All the best.